You know, Saints, I don't think I've met too many believers that don't agree that Psalm 37 is one of their most turned to, or one of the most favorite, if you will, Psalm. Speaking of fret not, in fact, the term in Psalm 37, fret not, appears three times. It's the only psalm in the book of Psalms, which is 150 chapters, where the term, the phrase, fret not, appears. In fact, it only appears three times in Psalms, and it's always in chapter 37, as we're going to see as we read this beautiful chapter, and we're reminded of what's important and how God's judgment is going to come upon the wicked, and his blessing is upon and will forever be with the righteous. The only other time that phrase fret not appears in the Bible is Proverbs 24:19. Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked. In Psalm 37, fret not, that is, because they prosper in their wicked enterprises, that is, the wicked. And here it is, Psalm chapter 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Let me pause here for a minute. That was chapter 37 of Psalms, verse 1 through 7. You know, as we look around us, it's easy to look at people and think they're prospering. And yet we all know by experience that if they're not doing it God's way, it's always going to end in a disaster. It always pays, if you will, as we are all learning by the Word of God and by our own experience, to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he will bring these things, these blessings, to pass. All right, verse 8, Psalm 37. Let's continue. Cease from anger and forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. The sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Pause. You know, when the wicked, saints, are vanquished into eternal damnation, the inheritance of the righteous is going to be forever. Let's begin back again in verse 18. Let's read it again. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord, now notice that in verse 27, saints, another pause here. Depart from evil. Don't partake with the evil deeds of the wicked. Do good. Notice, depart from evil and do good. Romans 12:21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Again, verse 27 of Psalm 37, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Notice what's attached to doing God's will. It's to what? Dwell forevermore. 2:17 says that the ways of this world and this world, it's going to pass away. But those that do the will of God, they're going to abide forever. 2:17, the world, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Okay, Psalm 37:28. Let's finish it up. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Saints, there's coming a day that there's going to be a great separation of the tares and the wheat. The tares, those that are counterfeit, are going to be eternally vanquished into the bowels of eternal damnation. Throughout Scripture, we see this phenomenon of the separation of the sheep and the goats. Notice Isaiah 13:9. This is just one place. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Let the words of God fill your imagination, and let the illustrations that are painted throughout Scripture as we're reading right now consume your mind and give a revelation of what's coming. Again, verse 29, Psalm 37. Let me say this also, friends. You know, often I find myself going back to this psalm to recalibrate, you know, the great blessing of being called of God into his kingdom, having been brought into the family of the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to dwell with him forever. The only ones that are going to have eternal glory. Everybody else is going to be vanquished into the bowels of eternal damnation for rejecting so great salvation, which is and who is Jesus Christ. Verse 29, Psalm 37, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. His tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, there it is again. We see that repeatedly. The wicked are going to be cut off out of the earth and sent into the middle, the heart of the earth, which is where hell is. Thou shalt see it. Notice, when the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. We're actually going to see this happen. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not, Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him. Amen. And our faith is increased, it's nourished when we study God's Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. Also, let me remind you, beloved saints, Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Also, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, right at the end. I love this ending of 2 Corinthians 4. For which cause we faint not, Paul writes, but though our outward man perisheth, the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, that is in this life, this brief life, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Boy, and if that isn't depicted in Psalm 37, I don't know what is. Amen. Let me read it again. 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light affliction. In other words, whatever we got to go through here is just light. It's like just a speed bump on the way into eternity, an eternal blessing and bliss and glory with Jesus Christ, the Father and the Holy Ghost in the New Jerusalem. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it's brief, friends, it appeareth this life for just a little while and then vanishes away. Amen. James 4:14. But our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Let me encourage you to memorize verse 18. Let me read it again as we close. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. Everything we see is temporal. It's temporary. But the things which are not seen, that's given to us in the Word. The things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Father, we ask you simply to increase our faith. Make us whole from the inside out. Lord Jesus, you came, and one of the things you came to do was to heal the broken in heart. Lord, we ask you to make us whole, to pour your oil, the oil of your Spirit, upon the woundings of our hearts. Make us whole as only you can do, Lord, and give us a vision of the future that we have in you and with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Hello, saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom he died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.